Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. P. Mitch and Finley, Toby Altizer in for JP this week alongside Brian Mitchell, reacting to the news that Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez both fired. Joining us to give his thoughts on it, the regular host of P. Mitch and Finley, JP Finley. JP, what's up, dude?
Who?
What's up, fellas? How
what's,
we doing?
What's up, Jupu?
B. Mitch was saying that you're actually here this week because we went to break late.
Yeah, we broke at 11:45, though.
I don't know what happened to JP's
JP, phone. JP, your phone is like sounding like you got a burner.
You got me now?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Go park.
I mean,
go park somewhere good, and then we're gonna wait for you.
Car is parked. I'm parked. I don't know why you guys can't hear me.
We got you now.
All right, go now.
Is this just terrible connection? I'm just at the beach.
Every single time you go to say something, I'm assuming you're going to start waiting. It just goes quiet. There you go. You dropped off. We'll see if we can get him back on here in just a second. I know he's been a Rizzo guy, and I think if you're trying to defend either one of these guys, I think you can defend Mike Rizzo. I'm not necessarily going to do that today. I fully understand that there are issues that Mike Rizzo has had. I don't know that there's any frustration about Davey, because I think we all understood where he's at. Let's see. I think we've got JP back here. JP, I know you've been a Rizzo defender, and understandably so. He's been great throughout his tenure here. What was your thoughts on them ultimately firing yesterday, Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez?
The Davey thing is certainly not a surprise. I mean, they're playing bad baseball, They're in last place in the NL East. They're behind the Marlins. I mean, get swept by the Red Sox, including just a drubbing on July 4th. That's kind of a showcase game.
Mm-hmm.
The Davey thing I can understand. And I want the world to know they should hire Kevin Long at the end of the season, the Phillies hitting coach. The Rizzo thing to me is very different on a number of levels. One, the draft is in a week. It's like, the timing of it is incredibly bizarre. I can kind of understand it if they're maybe clearing the decks to sell this thing. I don't know that they are. I feel like Rizzo deserves better than being fired in the middle of the season in mid-July. I do hear the detractors. Like, I understand the growing chorus of their inability to draft and develop over the last, you know, 6-7 years. That is real. I also think he's been operating with one hand tied behind his back because ownership is so bad. Like, I get the fans are frustrated. I think Mike Rizzo's great at what he does, and he'll go somewhere else and win another title. And I just think if people wanted a pound of flesh, I get it with Davey. But, like, you fire Rizzo, and then his number two takes over a week before the draft, and you think that's better? I can't wrap my brain around that.
Yeah, I agree with you on the timing, but I think you have to look at one thing, too. Like, I know Rizzo has done some damn good things in other accent, but the fact that for 20 years the bullpen has not been good. I woke up this morning. This is the thing that's been weighing heavy on me. I thought the way that things happened and they went quickly, they went to him to try to get him to let David go, and he wouldn't let David go. That's what I believe.
Yeah.
And I think both of y'all going to go then.
Right. I think whether they went to Davey a couple of weeks ago to try to fire one of his coaches and he wouldn't do it, and then this weekend they went to Mike to try to fire Davey and he wouldn't do it, none of that will surprise me. If I had to guess, the Post will have some in-depth everything that happened story in the next couple of days, and we'll get to learn exactly how this all shook out. I mean, that's generally what the post does. It's kind of like this posthumous look at all the details, and I look forward to reading that. I don't know if you guys – I'm sure you guys discussed it. Sverluga had a quote last night from Rizzo, like, I'm paraphrasing, but the sun will come up tomorrow. I'm very proud of everything I did navigating this ownership group. And that's pretty telling to me. And, like, I know the Ken Rosenthal piece was out. I know you can just look at the minors and look at the missed draft picks. And if I ever have to be told that Carter Keyboom is the future again, you know what I mean? Like, I get all that. It doesn't add up to me when – I mean, the ownership group now with the patriarch, with you know, father, learner gone, I know Mark's running it, but there's probably a lot of cooks in that kitchen, cash-strapped organization. I find it and Toby, you're way deeper on this than I am, right? But, like, I get the drafting and development hasn't been great, but I find it when we did our blame pie on this a couple weeks ago after the, 11-game losing streak, I'm still at like 75% ownership, and maybe 100%. Fans are just mad, and they want some result, and you can't fire the owners, unfortunately, as we learned for 25 years with Dan Snyder. Right? Like, stuck with them.
The thing for me, JP, and the reason that I don't mind making this move, maybe the timing is weird, but I don't mind making the move overall, is it at least opens the option that you could make some changes. Now, I don't necessarily believe that they're going to make the changes is my issue, because if you're going to continue to spend like a small market team, I like Mike Rizzo as a big market general manager. We saw him win a World Series as a big market general manager when this team operated like one. But this team hasn't operated like one since. And so if they decide to go out and spend on R&D and go get an analytical mind at general manager and all those things, you at least open the door for that. I just don't have faith that this ownership group, now that they've moved on from Rizzo and Davey, is suddenly going to make the right decisions and bring in the right general manager and change their philosophy. So, you know, that's where, to your side, like, are you going to do better than Rizzo? Possibly not. And if that's the case, then we might look back on this and say, okay, they made a move, but it was just to make a move for making a move's sake.
Yeah, or Rizzo finally said, bleep you. And they were like, oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I know Mike a little bit. I imagine he gets pushed to a point where he's like, you know what? Bleep this. I got better options. I got a text last night. I didn't feel like tweeting this out last night, but I got a text from a friend of mine that works in baseball, and I'm not going to say names here, but I'm going to read this text to you guys. The learners are embarrassing, man. Mike is amazing and did a great job. Got all these prospects back because these clowns wouldn't spend money. James Wood is a star that he fleeced. And then I just replied, totally, and the reply was, you know how incompetent you have to be to fire the GM the week of the draft? Imagine if this was football, or imagine if this was the old days of the burgundy and gold, how ballistic people would be going.
Yep.
And the baseball draft is like 80 rounds or something, and you just fired the boss.
See, hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The thing that got me is, and I look at the relationship between the actual manager and the player, like coach and player.
Yeah.
You haven't named that person yet, which I think is a little screwed up.
Maybe they didn't have a plan, and these guys were finally just – I mean, dude, it wasn't that long ago that Jim Riggleman just quit because he wouldn't deal with these owners. Remember that? Jim Riggleman ended up taking shots at Cash.
Yeah, yeah.
It was all over the internet. Like, I don't know. People in my mentions telling me how dumb I am that Rizzo has been bad over the last decade. And there are certainly, like, maneuvers. Even the guys – they spent a little bit this offseason. Not a lot. They spent less than what Juan Soto makes in a year, but they spent a little, and the product's been terrible. I mean, to your point, The bullpen's been bad forever. Mm-hmm. The Kyle Finnegan thing this offseason was incredibly bizarre. Like, there's a lot of wacky stuff going on. I think it starts at the owner's level. And I think if Rizzo could get the Orioles job, it would be tremendous. Like the Orioles need somebody that will press the gas with all these young prospects, and Riz is a press the gas guy. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's going to have good options. I'm sure, if I had to guess, he's going to go down to his place in Florida and chill out for a while. But I can wrap my head around Davey. Toby, correct me if I'm wrong. Davey only has the one winning season in his tenure, right? They just happened to win the World Series.
I agree with you about the timing. I agree with you those things, but I say this. When you are at the position that Rizzo is at, you get blamed for overseeing everything. Or you get the
totally.
You have the your job is to oversee everything, and when things aren't fixed over the years, that blame goes in your lap. And I think that's part of the problem, where we were talking a little bit earlier about complacency, and I believe they got a little complacent, you know, over there. And I think that is what came back, because when you have people working for you that you see, the guy won the World Series, which makes me look good. I'm going to, you know, push forward. This that kind of makes things a little off for me. Say it like that.
Well, MB, I think you see it. I mean, in the coaches I've covered in Ashburn, I mean, Shanahan, Gruden, Rivera, I think those guys came in with a mindset of like, all right, I can handle ownership. I can manage up. I can win here. And then after a series of things going wrong, sometimes whether they'll ever publicly admit it or not, they're like, man, I can't win. And maybe the same effort or the same mindset. You know what I mean? Like, that stuff seeps into your organization.
Yep,
sure. And, well, I tell you what, JP. Real quick, Lamphill's giving me the look he usually gives you. So we got a break.
I told you, JB was still at work.
We got a break, man. Enjoy your vacation, man.
Enjoy, brother.
See you guys.
Appreciate it, JP. All right, we're going to take a break from the Nationals. I want to talk a little bit about the Wizards. Chris Miller going to join us to talk about the Wiz next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.